time now for our Tech Talk segment on WATD. Good morning. I'm Rob Hakala. Every week we talk with David Snell from AxSmart IT in Pembroke. David, good morning to you.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right. Well, Microsoft, boy, we've got another security vulnerability to talk about. And this security flaw is a big deal, David.
Yeah, it is a big deal. You know, the latest vulnerability could have a lingering impact on both consumers and businesses. And this is at a time when many of us around the world are already on high alert for disruptive cyber attacks. So it couldn't come at a worse time for most people who use computers.
Absolutely. Okay.
Microsoft's urging Windows users, this is all Windows users, even all the way back to people still using Windows 7, to immediately install an update after security researchers found a vulnerability in what's called, it's being called a print nightmare. It's in the print spooler service that helps people in businesses print to multiple people print to printers, or do just to print to a printer at your home computer. So there's a cybersecurity company named Sangfor that accidentally published a how-to guide for exploiting this. They identified the flaw, and then they published a how-to guide of how to exploit the vulnerability.
I'm sorry, who thought that was going to be a good idea?
Yeah, I know. It wasn't a good idea. I don't believe that they thought it was a good idea, but somebody, I guess you could say, screwed up, and now we're all at a loss for it. There's over 1.3 billion devices worldwide that run Windows.
Yeah.
So at this point in time, when we all print, or maybe most of us print, this is something that we all need to be very concerned with.
Okay. So, in an office situation, is this typically where we have, I mean, we have printers here, or I should say computers that print to one printer. What are we looking out for?
Yeah, so there's really nothing that you can look out for as to how the office or how the network is set up. Print spooler services are used in an environment such as yours so that multiple people can access one printer somewhere else in the office. Then it uses a print spooling service to spool those jobs so they go through one after the other. Okay, so that's what that is. The problem is that to fix this vulnerability now, everybody, including servers, workstations, everybody with Windows, has to download the update or the patch to fix this problem.
Okay, so you have to
it's
get...
It's not just going to happen. You have to go and look for it.
Okay, so, I mean, is it easy to find?
Yeah, it's easy to find. If you go in your Windows system and actually check for updates, it'll download the most current update, and that, in fact, is what's called a cumulative update, meaning it contains previous fixes for previous security issues, too. So it's a good thing in that respect, but you still need to go and do it. You need to do it now rather than wait for Patch Tuesday in August, because that gives the hackers another 3 or 4 weeks to, in fact, try to get into systems and take full control. This would give them full control of your computer, command and control, to do tons of damage and access stuff on your system, stuff on your network, and also create accounts that have full administrative user rights. So this is what you don't want to happen on your computer at home or on your network at the office.
Wow. Okay. All right. So again, they can get in through this vulnerability that apparently the company that's responsible for this, they knew this existed then.
Well, they actually identified the exploit, and rather than just do what they most should do, is to give it to Microsoft and tell them they found this, they actually posted that they found it and posted how it can be exploited. So that's the problem. So everybody, even though they took it down relatively quickly, it already showed up on other websites around the world.
Wow.
It's not like, you know, once it's out there, Rob, you just really no way to get it back.
No. Once it's out, yeah, it's definitely the genie's out of the bottle. So this security flaw is a big deal. And again, this is, so you have to look and download. So people should do this, I guess, you know, ASAP on this kind of thing, right?
They should do it right away. They should just check for updates on your Windows system and, in fact, go through and install the current updates that show up as available for you. Let's not wait till next month to get this taken care of.
All right. And again, this affects all Windows users, David, currently back to, you said, Windows 7?
back to Windows 7, and that's, you know, that's the supporting unsupported operating system that Microsoft said they would never release a patch for again. Well, this is important enough that they had to do it.
Wow. All right.
So everyone should pay attention to that.
Let that sink in. I think that explains, yeah, definitely how serious this is. So make sure you make sure your computer, so you download that. So everybody, if we're on a network, does every computer need to download this?
Unless your network administrator is, in fact, handling updates for you, yes, every computer needs to do this. So if you have a Windows 10 computer on a network, and every once in a while it pops up saying, updates are ready, you want to go ahead and click install.
All right, good stuff. David Snell from Act Smart IT in Pembroke. And David, where can people go if they want to read more about this?
Lots of information on how to fix this, and also articles from Sophos, one of our premier security partners, about what's happening with this worldwide. Go to my website, actsmartit.com, and click on my blog link.
Act Smart IT. David Snell at Act Smart IT in Pembroke. David, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
You too.